GWA backstage. I don't think I've received a single DM that didn't have my accent mentioned. So I thought, what a great way to, do the Tumblr accent challenge thingy. I loved these back when I was on Tumblr, and I like any sort of shit like this. I like doing it. I like listening to other people do it. So yeah, what a great excuse. I have not read these before because I remember they're always like better when you don't know what's coming. So let fucking go. Your name and username. My name is Evelyn. Obviously not, but oh boy. And my username is evelynmchale.raw. I mean, it was supposed to be .raw, but Reddit doesn't allow dots in usernames, so it's underscore, but it's supposed to be like a file format, like .jpg, image file formats, and it's a reference to that one image of Evelyn McHale. And it's also the way I like to take dicks, so it fits, for a porn subreddit. Where are you from? I am from an unspecified southern Slavic country. Hey, Sloveni. Pronounce the following words: aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both. Again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminium, GIF, Tumblr, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope, and G-boy. What is a G-boy? Am I too old for that? What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? It's called TPing a house. I have never seen that done or mentioned outside of American movies. It's like, it sounds so fucking shitty. I don't know. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Coke? I mean, I guess soda. But my mind is like, Coke straight away. What do you call gym shoes? Gym shoes I used to call trainers, but I think I call them sneakers more often now, so. What do you call your grandparents? I call my grandma grandma in our own language, but I call my grandpa nonno, which is a thing we borrowed from Italians. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I don't think I have ever called it anything in English. I would probably call it a shopping cart. But yeah. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? It is a remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Oh yeah, I got books. I got books. Yeah. The first one on the left here is Spirits of the Dead, Tales and Poems by Edgar Allan Poe. So I guess we're reading The Raven, I'm gonna assume. No, wait. Is it? Oh yeah, here it is. We will not be reading The Raven. We will be reading something else that I like more. So, here goes. It was written for Scribner magazine in September 1875. Alone. From childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I loved alone. Then in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life was drawn, from the every depth of good and ill, the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountains, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form, when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view. I think that's my favorite Edgar Allan Poe. I should reread him. Haven't read Poe in a while. Okay, yeah, that was fun. Do you think you have an accent? Yes, I learned English through Cartoon Network. And then when we started learning English in school, it was like standard British English. So that is like drilled into my mind as a thing with no accent, although obviously it has an accent. But that is like the baseline for me. So obviously I feel like I have an accent just like deviating from that. But then also, even though like I don't usually hear it, I know I have an accent. It's not, I know I do. I don't like try to get rid of it or anything. I do, however, when I'm nervous, fall into like my standard education British thing, because I don't know, I guess it's a thing I fall on, but yeah, it doesn't happen that often. Be a wizard or a vampire? A vampire, because internal life, there is not enough time in a lifetime. And, you know, time is the most important currency. I am a huge Potterhead, but no, a vampire. Do you know anyone on Tumblr in real life? I don't know anyone from Reddit in real life, but I did know a lot of Tumblr people in real life. And we have actually like met in real life because of Tumblr, not the other way around. So, you know, I was on Tumblr mostly like my late high school, early college years, and I made great friends on there. And a couple of them I would like consider my best friends, and we have met and we traveled to each other's countries and we traveled around those countries, and it was glorious. End audio post by saying any three words you want. Slytherin, Lieutenant, and DSLR. I don't know, I panicked. I just kept saying things that like I could see. But this was fun. Yeah, and that is that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, bye.